It's time for Community Connections, as we do every Wednesday between 12 and 2. We have different interviews coming up. And today, well, every fourth Wednesday of the month, we have Siri come in and tell us what's going on. And we have with us one of the chief honchos today with us, Erin Weinberg. Welcome, Erin.
Hi, Alan. How are you going?
Going very well, thanks. Now, Erin, it's fairly challenging times at the moment, as we all know. And can you tell us a little bit about what is going on? I know there'll be some stuff that you'll be running remotely, others that you'll probably still have face-to-face. I'm not too sure. So if you could just give us a bit of a rundown as to what Siri's doing at the moment, please, Erin.
Yeah, sure, Alan. I'd love that. So we've still got our long daycares open. We still have children attending both at Yarra Junction and at Mount Evelyn. So that's just business as usual. And we're running the kindergarten at Chernside with occasional care as well. So we're still running the face-to-face sessions there. We've also got our school is back for term two. So we have some students who are attending our campus. Other students are learning via online. And our training is continuing, but it's not face-to-face at the moment. So that's online as well. So pretty much it's business as usual, Alan, except that we're using different forms of technology where we need to.
And more appropriate. And we all need to do that, don't we? And that's why we're on the computer today rather than being in the office. You say the school's back. What sort of percentage do you think are back in the classroom and as opposed to those that are remotely?
Look, it's down, as you would appreciate, yep. But we still have a pretty good attendance. There's probably, I don't know, maybe a quarter or a few of the students who are attending face-to-face, and we're taking the safety measures that we need to as well when they're attending. So, you know, the social distancing and sanitising and things like that to make sure that people are kept safe. So, yeah, look, numbers are down in terms of the face-to-face, but we've had really good engagement online as well, Alan. So our teachers are communicating with the students online, and that seems to be going really well. So I think a big shout-out to the teachers, to the learning support officers, to the students, to the principals as well. I think they've done an amazing job to keep the students engaged. And I know that families are really appreciating that support as well.
And it's very difficult for the teachers because, A, they've never been taught in this. I mean, this is something that's completely new to them and, I guess, to us all. And also some of those teachers are also trying to homeschool their own or make sure that their own children are being catered for as well, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I think everyone is doing such an amazing job, Alan. It's, this is new for all of us, isn't it? Some of us have got those responsibilities with children, with our work, and the juggle of it all. It's sometimes it seems a bit surreal, doesn't it? But I think that it's actually brought forward some opportunities, I think, and people starting to think more creatively around the way that they engage with our community, which has been really good.
And you were talking about your daycare and drop-in centres and those still being open. Are there vacancies for people who may need those sorts of facilities at the moment, or is it just they're basically full and you do it, that's the way it is?
We have some vacancies, Alan, and what I would encourage people to do is to give us a call on our main number, if you're okay, if I give that. It's 1300 835 235. And also, if your listeners want to look at our website, so www.cire.org.au, and they can make contact with us through either way, and we'd be happy to talk to families and see what we can work out for them, yeah, what their needs are and where we have availability.
And I'm fairly keen, Erin, for you to mention that again two or three times during the hour. So if people haven't got a pen or a pencil with them, if they like to get one sometime, certainly as we get towards the end of the hour, we'll give those out again. Erin, also you do quite a bit of one-off training, and I'm talking about food handling and the alcohol, responsible alcohol and all that. Are those still going on or have they had to be put on hold?
So there's been some changes, Alan, and what I'd probably suggest is that your listeners go to our Facebook page or to our website just to see what's current because things are changing all the time. But we are still delivering a lot of the courses remotely. The ones that, you know, require the practical work, you know, obviously elements of that can't happen at the moment. Yep. But if people look at our Facebook page would be the best to look at first. If they look at Siri and there's a training Facebook page there as well, and again with our website if they look there. And if they have anything in particular that they want to inquire about, then to give us a call as well on the 1300 number.
And now,
we can speak to them about their individual needs. Yeah.
One thing, Erin, that we do brush over when we're doing this interview, and we just talk about Siri, but not everybody understands that it's C-I-R-E. You know, if you don't know, well, it could be anything. So we need to keep mentioning that too, that it is C-I-R-E, is your Facebook page, and that's what your organisation is called, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, Siri Services. That's right. And it's interesting, you know, we know what we do and you know what we do, Alan, but I don't know if all of the community do. We've got family and children services, like I mentioned, with our long daycare, our kindergarten, occasional care, before and after school care. And that's running as well at the moment too, before and after school care. And we're also a school, as I mentioned, and we've got training courses and we run hubs as well. So we're quite a big organisation running on different types of services for the community.
Absolutely, and we need to keep mentioning that because, and we certainly need to keep mentioning the name because, I mean, when I first heard Siri, I thought I'd probably start with an S, to be honest with you. So we just need to keep mentioning that. You're mentioning your hubs. Are those still operating, the various hubs that you've got, or are they sort of not operating at the moment?
The sites themselves are closed, Alan, so we don't have anyone on site. No. With the hub activities. However, we are engaging people through Facebook at the moment, so there's quite a few opportunities for people to engage with us through Facebook. And we're running at the moment actually a Lego lockdown on our hub site on the Facebook page. And it's been so great. We've had nearly 800 people join. And children are each day, you know, posting photos of what they've been doing. So each day there's a new theme that's given to the children or the adults. Lots of people are interested to have a go. And they post their picture and then all the members of that group can see. So it's been really fantastic. And that's been an initiative from our hubs as well.
That's terrific. Look, Erin, we just need to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Let's go. You're with Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, again, the voice of the valley. And I have with me this afternoon Erin from Siri. We have them in the fourth Wednesday of every month because it's great to catch up with them. They're a great organisation. They do so much in our area. Just before we took that break, Erin, you were talking about this, the Lego, where obviously you send out some idea for what the young people do, and then they obviously build their Lego and then they put it online. So could you tell us a bit more about, well, probably that's about all we can do about the Lego, but what is going on for the youth? And I believe you've got an innovation as well.
Yeah, we do. So like I mentioned before, everyone's been quite creative now in working out ways to keep engagement with the community, which is fantastic to see. So we've got a YouTube channel that's going to be launched in the next week or so, and that will be specifically for the younger children, so preschool age children and primary school age. And we're looking to include things activities that the children can do while they're at home or while they're not at school. Topics around healthy eating, lunchbox ideas, which I'm always after, so I'll be keen to look at that. There will also be some information on story time, so there'll be educators actually reading books for the children to see and engage with. And we'll also be looking at music and singing. So we'd really encourage the listeners to look at our Facebook page, and there'll be the link there when we're ready with the YouTube channel. And there's already posts on there for activities that the parents can look at to do with their children. I think we released maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago a really great document that some placement students actually developed, and you know we could share that for them. And you know, we got some really great feedback from that with some activities, craft activities that the children can do with a parent at home or on their own. So it's been really encouraging actually to see how many people are really interested in some new ideas on, you know, getting ideas on things that they can do at home because they've got so much more time at home now than they would normally. And we've also got the Gamers Lounge, which might have been mentioned on another time, Alan, on your show. The Gamers Lounge is running remotely as well, so they're doing remote gaming, and that's going to be on a Thursday night. And again, if your listeners are interested, if they look at our Facebook page for the hubs, there'll be the details on there. And we're also looking at other online options for our other youth. So, yeah, if the listeners keep a lookout, there'll be other opportunities as well for people to get involved.
So there's obviously, I mean, one of the major things at the moment is with youth being so isolated and self-isolating, is that we need to keep them keep things up for them, don't we? That they are gainfully doing something with their spare time, because you know none of us like to be sitting around idle, and we don't always come up with the best outcomes, do we? When we've just got nothing to do.
Yeah, that's right. And the activities that we're posting, I think, are really keeping the kids entertained, keeping them busy doing something while the people at home who are caring for them can actually, you know, step away and do something else as well that's as equally productive. So, yeah, we've had some really good feedback on those. And like I mentioned with the Lockdown Lego Challenge, to get 800 people excited and become members of the page so quickly is just another indication that people are really looking for things to do during this time, which is a bit different to normal, isn't it, when they'd normally be at school, but they've got some extra time with their family at home or the people who care for them.
Yeah, because as I understand it, as I understand it, that like with the schooling, and I'm not sure whether this is the same with your school, the youth or the young people aren't necessarily tied up from 8:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon, do they? Because normally at school they have a few periods when they, you know, study periods and all that. Well, that's not necessarily happening at home. The teacher is only on the video, as I understand it, while during that lesson. And if they've got a spare, well, it's just a spare. I believe that's how it happens.
Yeah, that's right. And it's interesting, isn't it, when the children are home, when you're trying to fit in, you know, some schoolwork for them to do, you realise that when they're at school, actually, they do it in blocks, don't they? They've got some... Yep. dedicated time, and then they have a break, and then they come back, which is a little bit more different. It's a bit different at home managing it in a different way. Just on the school, Alan, so we were talking about numbers before, the numbers of students. We've had around 140 students who are engaged with us, and that was in the first few days of this term, so that they weren't all face-to-face, but some of them were online. It's a really good indication of, I think, the support that the students know they get from our school, so they're continuing to be engaged. And, you know, we're still accepting inquiries as well for families who have children who would be interested in our school, who'd be interested in, you know, perhaps working remotely or if they need to come on site. So, again, I'd encourage people to contact us on 1300 835 235 if they've got an interest there with the school. And another thing also with the school, for something for the community to look forward to when we return to the Yarra Junction site, is that we've got a new hospitality kitchen at our campus at Yarra Junction. So it was finished just before we all went home. So we're all looking forward to seeing a brand new fully functional kitchen when we all return back on campus at Yarra Junction. But you know, it's ready to go. We'll have students having some classes out of there, the practical classes, and we just know that the students are just going to love the space.
So, I mean, it's when we talk about this kitchen, it's not just there for the staff and that. I mean, it is there to serve a purpose. And obviously, your hospitality, are you going to run some courses on hospitality, Erin?
Yeah, it'll be around hospitality. So, yeah, like you said, it's a fully functional training kitchen. So we've got, I can't remember how many ovens we've got, but there's quite a few stations that are set up so the students can learn. And then we have the teacher up the front with their own you know, oven and stove up there to teach the children, so they'll be learning, you know, really practical skills.
And I don't want to trivialise it, because it's not, but you've got to have a coffee machine in there somewhere too, don't you?
I agree, we will.
It's not worthwhile.
For everyone's sake, I think, Alan.
Well, I think at the moment one of the industries that are still going with takeaway is the barista, isn't it? I mean, there's still plenty of coffee being sold, not much else, but plenty of it.
Absolutely. They might be stronger than normal maybe at the moment.
No, that's good. Erin, so that's terrific. But, I mean, the hubs themselves, as you said, are not working at the moment, are they? But they will be back as soon as self-isolation goes away, won't it?
Yeah, so they are still operating. We just don't have the facilities open for the people to come and visit. So we're still running courses online and, you know, through Facebook, engaging people that way. So it's a little bit of a different way of delivering, isn't it? So our actual hubs at Yarra Junction and the hub at Chernside, our doors are closed there for obvious reasons, but we are still running what we normally would online. And even some of our partners who, you know, hire out our space are still delivering, you know, dancing or whatever it might be through different means, virtually, but still engaging with people. Yeah.
Erin, we just need to mention fairly briefly or whatever you want to, just some of the courses that you do run.
Okay. So with our training, we're running we're taking the expressions of interest at the moment for Certificate 4 in Ed Support, Education Support, and Certificate 3 in Individual Support and Diploma of ECEC, and they're all going to be starting in Term 3. So there might be people at the moment who are, you know, looking to upskill, retrain. They're looking at their options at the moment, so I'd encourage people to look at our Facebook page, and if they're interested in those areas, to contact us around those.
Well, I didn't mean to cut across you. I was just going to mention, though, for you to hopefully expand. I mean, some of these people have been made unemployed. Some of them might not want to or not be able to go back into their own industry, can they? So, I mean, some of these training courses may be very, very good for them at the moment while they've got the time too.
Absolutely. That's right. I think it's a good time for reflection, isn't it? It might be forced or it might be because they've chosen to look at what they're doing and if they're interested in training in a completely different area, or if they've always had an interest in something, now's the opportunity to really look at those opportunities, I think.
Erin, is there government funding if somebody is unemployed and being put out of work because of the virus? Is there government funding to help them pay the cost of doing any of these courses?
generally there is government funding, Alan, so for people who qualify, and that's something that our trainers and staff at Siri can help individuals, you know, to determine. So again, like I'd encourage people to call us on 1300 835 235 just to talk through those options. They can let us know what their current situation is, perhaps if they have a concession card, what courses they've done in the past, and then what government funding might be available to them to, you know, reduce the cost of the fees of the courses.
Erin, this is probably a bit of an unfair question to throw at you because it might not be across it. That project or program that you had running where the ladies in particular could go and get clothes and that for the, you know, for their interviews and that, where they're re-entering the workforce, is that still available or has that had to close because of the virus?
Yeah, so I think you're talking about the First Impressions.
That's it?
Clothing exchange.
Couldn't think of the name.
Yeah. Or Fife for short, which has had such a fantastic uptake. It's been really, really great to see. So the shop itself at Moorabbark is closed for the moment, just, you know, given it's a fairly small shop and we, you know, if people did come in, they'd have to keep their distance. So what we've done for now is actually we've got the shop closed. However, we are still running, classes and online streaming through Facebook run by First Impressions. So we're still getting really good uptake on people who are interested in First Impressions, and it might be around, you know, rewriting your CV, how to go about that. So thinking about, you know, at the moment there might not be that many job opportunities. However, this is going to come to an end in this self-isolation, and now is a good time to think about, you know, revamping your CV, speaking to someone who can help you to try and, you know, land a job at the other end of all of this. So definitely First Impressions is still running. However, just the shop with the clothes is closed for the moment, but we will be reopening as soon as we can.
I think that's extremely important with the CVs and that, because I mean, they're saying, and I'm not being a pessimist at all, but they're saying that some of these businesses won't reopen. So it is possible that a number of people will need to be looking for new jobs. And I guess while the opportunity's there now, take it and get yourself ready, because, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people out there getting fairly depressed at the moment, but we will get out. And I know it's not good times. It's not good for any of us, but we will get out of this. I mean, and I'm not going to pretend it's going to be in a month or two. I don't honestly know. But we are going to get out of it. I mean, and might not go back to exactly the way things were, but life will go back to fairly normal again, won't they?
Oh, I agree. And we will. We'll come out of this, Alan. And I think, you know, Siri has so many great staff who are, their heart is really with the community and wanting to help them to better themselves, to land roles, you know, to train as well. And so I think we have some really good staff who can help people through this time as well. So if they are thinking about, you know, a bit of a redirection in their life, or they want to upskill, or they're looking at updating their CV, we definitely have the people who can help with that. And we also have, just speaking about First Impressions, we have a Facebook page and we have an Instagram page as well. So the Facebook page for First Impressions is Siri First Impressions. If they want to click on there and see what's been going on, and if they're interested in attending some of the sessions that are online as well, the live streaming, they can, you know, take that up, and then also obviously contact us through Facebook or on our website or on the phone, just to talk through what opportunities there might be that we can help them with.
And I think it's a great opportunity at this time because, you know, we're all home a lot more than what we've ever been before, and it's a great opportunity to look and see some of these things, see what's around, and also for what you might want to do in the future.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, Erin, well, we've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
Back home again and again. tasteless. I've not heard it before. Ooh, you shouted while you're dancing on the dance floor. Ooh, fashion, fashion, turn to the left, fashion, right, fashion. We are the Goon Squad.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And we've got with us Erin from Siri, and we're talking about different things there. But first of all, Kinnear, we must, I believe you're enjoying the David Bowie. I'd love to say I picked them out for you especially, but I'd probably be telling a bit of a fib. And also, Karen, thank you for your nice text. Tell us you're enjoying the show, and also you're enjoying David Bowie. So probably we need to play a bit of David Bowie each week in this segment. I'd like to just make one quick mention too, that next week, of course, being the fifth week of the month, we will be here. We will be doing Community Connections. We do have an interview between 1 and 2. I'd be very keen if any group is doing something special for the virus. You know, I heard the other day of somebody, a particular group who's going into an old people's home or a retirement village, and a lot of those people, particularly the widows, haven't got cars. That they're going around getting shopping lists, they're going down the street, they're buying all the things. So any real good luck story or nice stories like that, if you don't want to come on air, it doesn't have to be the full hour, we could just do a few minutes. We'd really like to hear, because I know some people are doing some really great things out there. But let's get back to Siri. That's what we're here. We're talking to Erin. Erin, have you got any new programs coming up, please?
Yeah, so we have a book and movie club starting, Alan, on the 22nd of April, and it's going to be online using Zoom. So the plan is that each month we'll be discussing a different book that's also a movie. So we know that there's quite a few of those. And the people can read the book, watch the movie, or both. And this month we're going to be looking at Girl on the Train. So that's the book and the film that's going to be discussed. And that's so that's today. That's actually starting tonight. That's a new initiative for us. So we're looking forward to people, you know, joining the group, and I'm sure there's lots of people interested in, you know, films and books. So I encourage people to come along virtually to those.
What sort of age group, Erin, is that going to be based on? Like the books, what sort of age group would they be based on?
At the moment, they'd be more towards the adults, Alan. So this would be for adults, yeah. And once we're all back on board, you know, face-to-face, we'd be looking to meet up in probably in the evening. So, again, probably at this stage it would be for adults.
Yeah. And that's starting tonight, you said?
Yeah, 22nd of April, so that'll be tonight.
What time, Erin?
Got me there. I'll find that out, Alan, and I'll let you know at the end when I let you know all the Facebook pages. I'll give you the time.
No worries. Now, apart, we've talked very general about two or three of your programs, and you've told us about this one. But we just need to mention to the listeners, because Siri isn't just one or two programs, there's heaps of programs. So if you could just give us a quick run through a few of the programs that Siri does run, please, Erin.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to, Alan. So we've got our Family and Children Services. We've got Long Daycare that runs at Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn. So that's for children who are 6 weeks to 6 years old. Those run from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. We also have before and after school care. at Wurrialik and Badger Creek, and we run that for the local schools there. We also have vacation care, so during the school holidays when the children need to be looked after if the parents are unavailable or the children just want to an activity to get involved in, we run that as well. We have occasional care, also run through Family and Children Services, so shorter hours if people want to drop their children off just for a short period of time. We run playgroup usually as well. It's not running at the moment, but we have playgroup normally. We have kindergarten at a standalone kindergarten at Turnside Park. So that's our Family and Children Services area. We also have the school that I mentioned before. So we have a campus at Yarra Junction and one at Mount Evelyn. And that runs from Year 7 to 12 at the moment, but we have recently got registration for Years 5 and 6, which is exciting to run it at Yarra Junction. So we're obviously not looking to start that just yet, but would be looking for next year. We know that there is interest in the community for those earlier years, so we're looking forward to that. So that's our schools, and then we have our training and hubs. Excuse me. We run training courses, so we're a registered training organisation. We also run pre-accredited courses, some shorter courses, and we run our hubs as well, so where we encourage the community to come together. And we also have our partners that I mentioned before that hire out the space to run their programs. And we normally, and will in the future, have space available for people to come and hire. So we've had families come and use the room for their first birthday parties or family gatherings. So we've got a space at Yarra Junction and at Turnside Park for people to use. And with our training, just to let people know that currently we're running education support, individual support, everyday living, and we're also running early childhood education and care. So we're running those remotely at the moment, virtually, so the trainer is in contact with the students each day that they would normally, and just delivering it through a different method. But that's going well as well.
Pardon me, and
I was just going to say, Alan, as well, so we've got expressions of interest open for Term 3 for education support and individual support.
And, of course, once we get back to being able to move around, you also have drop-ins on certain nights for the youth at the hubs too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We normally, I can't remember exactly what nights they are, but we normally have after school where some kids come to Chernside and participate in Level Up and at Yarra Junction sometimes as well. And it's a great way for the youth to get together and do things that they'd normally do maybe on their own, so playing games, but coming together, socialising with like-minded kids, enjoying some afternoon tea and playing some games. So I think you've had Jared on your segment before, Alan, and there's been a really great interest in the initiative that he has had.
Yeah, he's doing some great stuff. And he's also had a few off-site things too, doesn't he? But, I mean, that's for when we get further down the track. At the moment, we just can't do that.
Yeah, that's right. But the Gamers Lounge is another way that, we're trying to get people together virtually to do some gaming, to participate in the gaming. So it hasn't finished altogether, but just the face-to-face at the moment isn't running, just running it remotely.
And the other thing that we need to mention, Erin, that a lot of these things are not expensive to do, are they? I mean, it's not something where you're getting the youth in and they're spending $20 an hour or $30 an hour or something. We need to mention that most of these things are, they're all affordable, aren't they?
They are affordable. I would say across the board, Alan, all of the programs that we deliver are affordable and really good quality as well. So we're not cutting corners, given that our costs, we're charging less. Our quality is really, really good. We deliver a really great service at an affordable price.
Because one of the things too, I mean, that I'm a bit concerned of at the moment with the virus is that some people are getting top-ups on their pay, some of them aren't, some have been paid off and all sorts of things. So it is a concern that there, and quite a number of houses live on overtime and all those sorts of things which aren't available. So it's very important at the moment, isn't it, for young people to be, well, particularly young people and older people to be able to access programs and that aren't going to cost the world, aren't going to cost a fortune.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And if people are a holder of a healthcare card, that obviously helps as well to reduce the cost. but generally across the board, our courses and our programs are affordable.
That's terrific. Erin, we'll just go back, I think, and talk about maybe some of these programs that can be done online at the moment.
So that's the education support, early childhood education and care, individual support, and everyday living.
Everyday living is, sorry, Alan. No, I don't want to cut across you. There's a bit of a delay in between us talking, so I think you've stopped when you haven't, so I'm sorry about that. I certainly don't want to cut across you, but there is that little bit of a delay. I was also thinking about your responsible alcohol serving and all those programs, because I think they're an opportunity at the moment for people to do what they can online and create or get a certificate for something at the end when they're finished.
That's right. So for our work skills one, so that might have been the RSA that you were mentioning before, Alan. So that's not running right at the moment, but please, if people are interested, contact us and we'll let you know as soon as we're starting that again. But there will be some short courses, some pre-accredited courses that will be coming soon. So they're still being developed. But please, you know, keep an eye on our Facebook page and our website, because they will be advertised as soon as they're available.
And those short-term courses you're talking about, well, most of them will be run remotely, will they?
So there's the short courses, so those pre-accredited courses will be. The work skills ones, so responsible service of alcohol, they're not running at the moment because they will be face-to-face. Which will recommence. And the book and movie club that I mentioned before is going to start at 7 o'clock tonight, Alan, by Zoom. Oh, so beauty. If people are interested, check out our Facebook page and... it's a great way, I think, for people to connect with people they probably haven't met before, have a common interest.
Sounds fair to me. Erin, look, we're fast running out of time, so I'd be grateful if you could give us the phone number again, also what the title of your Facebook page, your website, anything else that you've got, any other contact details, plus.
Exactly, I'd love to. So contact us on 1300 885 235. That's 300-835-235, our main number, and we'll be able to direct you to the relevant area. Our website is www.cire.org.au, so www.cire.org.au. We've got quite a few Facebook pages as well. Our main one is CIRE Services, so again, CIRE Services. We've got one for CIRE Training, separate one for CIRE Skills Hub, CIRE Community School, CIRE Children's Services, CIRE Hubs, CIRE First Impressions, and Level Up Hangout. So that's the one we're talking about before, Alan, that Jared was running, Level Up. We've also got some Instagram pages as well. So our main one is CIRE Services, CIRE Services. We've got one for the school, which is CIRE Community School. And lastly, we've got one for First Impressions, which is First Impressions Clothes. So that's our First Impressions Clothing Exchange that we're talking about before, where we have the shops. It's just temporarily closed, but still running services through Facebook and remotely for people who are interested.
With that one, though, you're still doing the CVs, are you? Or anyone wants...
Yeah.
Because I think that's...
Definitely. So anything...
No, sorry. I just think like that's very important. Sorry about that. And it's very rude of me to cut across you, but the way it is, I think that we've finished, or that you finished talking, and then all of a sudden I just got a little bit of a delay, but we'll get there. I'm just sorry about that. But
That's all right. Yeah, and with First Impressions, Alan, so definitely contact us if you're interested in updating your CV. We've got useful resources for job applications as well, so another thing that people might be interested in. We've got free isolation survival activity kits for the children to get involved in that I mentioned before, so some activities that children can do on their own or with their families. And we have live sessions with some of our staff from First Impressions every now and then on Facebook, so they can communicate directly with the people. And again, around updating CVs and what they can do to get themselves ready for when the opportunities come around again for job applications.
Fantastic. Look, Erin, it's been a delight having you on again today. We love it when we have Siri in. We really enjoy it. I think it's a great organisation. You're doing terrific works in the Yarra Valley, and I just think you've got so many programs. I just think it's a fabulous thing. So we'll look forward to having somebody along in on the fourth Wednesday of May, won't it? Fourth Wednesday of May. And again, so thanks, Erin, for your time. Again, just can I quickly mention, we do have an hour available next Wednesday between 12 and 1. I'd love to hear from any group or groups that are doing something special because of the virus out in the helping people out, whether it be you want to come on for an hour or just short term, we'd love to have you. So info@yarravalleyfm.org.au. Erin, thank you very much for your time, and we'll take the news.